When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our major partner is Repco Authorised Service. You can rely on your local Repco Authorised Service Centre. Port Adelaide by 10 points over St Kilda. We're in the winning rooms here with Dan Houston. Dan, great to have you on AFL Nation. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, it was a scrappy game, but it was good to get the win in the end.
Bit last man standing, wasn't it, at the end?
Yeah, it was. I was on the bench at one stage and people were coming off left, right and centre and, a little complaints. But we did have a six-day break, so I'm sure the boys were still a little bit sore from Collingwood still.
Take us through the carnage, Dan. Are you aware of that as a player? And was there any talk about how to try to manage the clock with you, at least two or three down in rotations?
It was clearly noticeable as a player that we were down, and I chucked my hand up. I said, I'm happy to stay out there. And, the forwards taking their 30 seconds to give us a rest on the field and just making sure we played the game that suited, less rotations. And we noticed that as a playing group, and I thought we executed relatively well.
Is there genuine concern about Sam Pelpepper? Have you got an update on that knee for us or not?
I've spoken to Sam, but that will only tell so much. I think he's upbeat, but nothing I can say until he gets the scan. Really,
yeah, fair enough. And the skipper looks to be just a standard hammy, although unusual that he came back on. What about the captain, Connor Rosie?
Yeah, the word I've got with Connor is that it's a precautionary thing that they kept him off. I think another 6 day break into the showdown. So I think they kept him off and. We're lucky we could fight it out without him.
Fight it out's a good phrase, I reckon. I thought there was some real grit and determination, particularly from your centre bounce group. I thought Butters and Horn Francis really went to work. Drew won the medal and big Charlie Dixon, didn't he, turn back the clock up forward?
Yeah, he did. I think we definitely missed Charlie last week. He's a cult figure and he drives the energy for our group. So we know if as a bailout, we've got him who's going to provide a contest against not only his opponent but others as well. And they had a spare at one time for the majority of the game. And he was able to scrap that out. And then, we were able to get numbers there and then kick a score.
What about the reinforcements? We know Burton didn't play, McEntee didn't play, so those two very capable. If you do miss three or four players, we know Alir won't play. I doubt whether Pelpepper and Rosie will. There may be a couple of other sore ones. Is there anyone else coming back from injury that we should be aware of?
You really test me out here, Kane. I'm not too sure at this stage, but I think obviously Burto and Jed off the top of my head. Can definitely come in and play a role, but it might have to shuffle the magnets, and that's all I really know at this stage.
I'll give you an easy question then, Dan. Can we celebrate the torp?
We can, but if it didn't come off, I dare say I would not be on this phone call, and I'd be probably in Kenny's office getting a talking to.
So what's the rule there? You can try one. He got that from Blighty. Blighty was, if you try one and it works, you've got a second one. If you try a second one and it works, you've got a third.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's still the case. I know in early days I kicked a few torps under pressure and Kenny had a word to me, but it just felt right and I didn't have too many options ahead of me and I was like, I'll try and attack the last line and lucky it came off.
Loved the game of Jace Burgon, and I know you at the club have recognised significant things from him, perhaps before everyone else, but you rave about his one-on-one ability and he showed that in big moments tonight.
Yeah, I think for someone of his, his stature, he does go at the ball really hard and he's good in the air and on the ground. He's got that little tail of speed, which he showed at the end. And players like him are really improving our team that can come in, play a huge role, which I thought he did tonight off the wing and win those one-on-one contests. And it's great for him to get that confidence on the belt and it'll only make him better going forward.
Is he stronger in the gym than his stature looks?
No. I'd say he's stronger in a contest on the footy field than he is in the gym.
Okay, well answered.
Which is all that matters, really.
Are they an awkward opponent to plot your way against, Dan, with the defensive structures that they employ?
I think they are. They're similar to what we come up against Frio a few weeks ago, where they flooded numbers back then kept the ball off us. But I felt like we genuinely got a hold of St Kilda all but kicking straight, and I think that probably kept them in the game a little bit. So I thought we probably played a similar game style, but executed a little bit better, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does. Dan, terrific. Well done tonight, and thank you for joining us in the aftermath.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Cheers.